Thanks for listening to For Crying Out Loud on Podcast One.
Hey, everybody. On this episode of For Crying Out Loud, you can hear us talk about we talked about how bad rap songs are and how they're poisoning the minds of our children.
Yes. And I read a beautiful email about Sadie.
That's right.
But first,
let's talk about Force of Nature Clean. Force of Nature is a little appliance that uses electricity to convert tap water plus a capsule of salt and water and vinegar into a multi-purpose cleaner and disinfectant as effective as bleach. So it combines all of that. You don't have to go and buy those at the store. It's gentle enough to use on baby toys without rinsing, yet powerful enough to kill 99.9% of bacteria. I love the fact that you don't have to rinse the stuff afterwards.
Totally.
It miniaturizes an industrial technology where it's used in green cleaning as well as in wound healing and eye products. It kills staph, MRSA, and norovirus with zero toxic chemicals or fumes. It replaces kitchen, bath, glass cleaners. It saves you money. You can't go wrong. And it's co-founded by a mom. Company mission was to help parents create healthier homes by taking the worry and toxins out of cleaning once and for all. So you can find out more about them at forceofnatureclean.com. That's forceofnatureclean.com. And you'll get 40% off and free shipping if you try their product. If you use Crying Out Loud, so use Crying Out Loud as the code, and you'll get 40% off and free shipping. Now enjoy the show.
10 years ago, one man set sail.
But I'm going to get guests in here. I'll get a studio, and we will create something together.
One man, with a microphone in hand, ranted.
No nailing schedule, no inspector, no nothing. Now,
nothing!
Nothing!
Debated.
I don't want to have a sociological debate.
Sure, why would you?
No, here's why.
Why would you want to do that? Because a person from the Times wouldn't write good things about you if
God,
you did that.
No, that's not the case.
And taught the world how to properly measure a penis.
From the center of the anus to just beyond the tip.
Now, it's time to commemorate a decade. Introducing the official 10 Years of ACS Scrapbook. Featuring never-before-seen photos and stories from behind the scenes at ACS. The early days of the podcast. And favorite memories from all your favorite guests. Signed by the entire ACS crew and every host on the network, this $99 scrapbook is limited to only 300 copies. Head to CorollaDrinks.com today to get a copy of your own or a gift for the holidays. Hurry, we will sell out.
Made a decision. I'll face the sunny side head on. I had a vision of what it might be like.
Hey, everybody. It's For Crying Out Loud.
It sure is.
It's us. It's Lynette and Stephanie. We're here. Have no fear. Didn't they get concerned that our episode wasn't posted yet?
Well, they do, because they're creatures of habit like we all are.
I know.
And it's Monday night.
They're so sweet.
They try to download it, and they go, yeah. Whoa, what's happening?
Yeah, I know.
Why is there no episode?
I feel them. I'm like that with my shows, too. I get it.
Exactly. Yes. And you're like, oh, my God, is it over? Are they done?
Right.
Are they not recording anymore? What happened?
We're wearing our jeans. What happened?
Yes. Have you guys ordered your Good American jeans yet?
Because we have.
Oh, my God.
I love my jeans. Look, they have sizes for all. They have sizes for any body type. If you go on there, my niece loves jeans, but sometimes it's hard for her to find the size. You know, she's very curvy.
Mm-hmm.
And they have sizes from extra small all the way to 4X. Like and they focus on the body positivity issues. So they have like the models. You can go and see what kind of model your body matches to.
Yeah.
And you can get the jean that's perfect for you.
Back in the day, somebody told me that I have LOB, and they meant it as a negative thing, and it stands for lots of booty.
Oh,
and
I love
now
that.
I'm like, all right, okay.
L-O-B.
Yeah. Well, I didn't have
S-W-T.
To have implants. All natural, baby.
That's right.
And my Good American Jeans showcase that.
That's nice. You see?
Go to goodamerican.com/FCOL. Get 20% off of your full order. Sale items and all.
That's right.
Everything. The discount will get applied at checkout. That's goodamerican.com/FCOL. And then let us know what you think.
Also, Stephanie.
Oh my God! Can I take this one?
Doggies, yes.
Okay, the farmer's dog. You guys don't understand. I know this is an ad, so it's going to be hard to believe that I'm this enthusiastic. But this product has changed my doggie's Penelope's life. I love it so much.
It works.
Okay,
good, right?
They send you all the food. It's fresh food for your dog. Now, I'm going to give you a hint. Okay, that is not on this piece of paper.
Yeah,
I don't do all fresh food because it is very expensive. I'm keeping it real.
Yeah,
but the food is so good, and Penelope loves it so much. And I told you this before.
She's picky, right?
She's super picky. Before, when I was just giving her the dry food, even though I was getting expensive, good food, she would leave it all day. I'd feed her in the morning. She'd leave it. A lot of times, John would have to be like, did you just feed her? Or I'd be like, no, that's from this morning.
That's
she wouldn't
insane.
Eat. Now she paces by her bowl at mealtime. And she like pants and paces. And then as soon as you feed her, we have the opposite problem. I'm always like, did you feed Penelope? And John goes, yeah, I did.
Yeah.
Because her bowl, she eats all her food and licks the bowl clean.
Oh, see, that's...
So I get a 2-week supply.
Mm-hmm.
I've already reordered from them myself.
Really?
We
nice.
We got offered the free food at the beginning. Yes.
You went to farmersdog.com/SCOL?
I did. I filled out a whole new thing, and I ordered the same food. It comes in pork, beef, turkey. They have, and you go in and you put in your dog and how much your dog weighs, and like, and they figure out for
they
you how much you need.
They
tailor it to your dog. They give you suggestions, and I'm just telling you that I won't go back.
Nice.
Because my dog's spoiled now.
Well,
it's
farmers, your dog can get spoiled too. So they have, yes, go ahead, Steph.
No, I was just going to say you can go on there and adjust the amount that you want. And you could do like a 2-week supply and have it last a month.
Right.
You can do it however
you
want.
Because it comes to you, right? You don't have to go to the store and run out when you run out of dog food like
exactly.
I do.
Exactly. It's super simple. You go to thefarmersdog.com/FCOL and you're going to save 50% and get free shipping. That's thefarmersdog.com/FCOL for 50% off your trial with free shipping. You guys try it.
Yes.
Again, tell us what you think.
Nice. So what's going on? What's happening?
God, so much.
Matt Fondelier on the Wheels of Steel with us.
What's going on, everyone?
You went on the Corolla cruise.
Oh, we did.
How
we
was
just got
it?
Back yesterday. It's amazing.
You
I still feel like I'm on
bride,
the boat.
Bride, right?
What's that?
You took your bride. You
oh, not this
wife.
Time. No.
Oh,
no. No, she came on the last cruise, but the cross-country one. Gary was my bride this time.
Oh, you
just
and
me and Gary.
Gary, you guys are bachelors.
Travel buddies.
How
you guys,
cute.
You guys didn't drink or anything, right?
Yeah, sure.
How was it, Matt?
It was amazing. Yeah, the fans were incredible, and that's really what we do it all for. You know, you just get to spend so much time with these people, and there's so many nice people. And on one of the nights, on Saturday night, me, Gary, Chris, and Dawson hosted a karaoke night. And we have some insanely talented fans. Can I just say that?
Really?
Some people in that group can sing with the best of them.
Really?
It was absolutely amazing. Somebody did a version of Piano Man that made me not – I withdrew from competition. I didn't sing because I was going to do Billy Joel too, and that guy just did it so well I wasn't going to dare try. Laura Rose from the Ace Holes group got up and did Rap God from memory and didn't fuck it up. She did 6 minutes straight.
I love that girl.
So impressive.
She can rap.
Yeah, that trip was a blast.
Oh, my God.
And yes, there was a lot of alcohol consumed. Sorry.
Yeah.
Was anybody talking about For Crying Out Loud?
Yes, there was particularly one woman I can think of in the tiki bar who did not. She had showed up 4 days early for the cruise with her husband to make it a week-long trip. She would not leave us alone about how she's not coming again unless you guys both come and do live shows. And she wasn't the only one. This is just the one that sticks out because she literally was like holding onto my arm and wouldn't let me leave the bar as we were trying to go to dinner. Like there were a lot of FCO.
Was
fans.
She drunk?
Nice.
No. It was really early. It was like 6. So, I don't know. Everyone was just
–
everyone
awesome.
Missed you guys.
That's
Should also
sweet.
Be noted the waiter service at the dining hall was not so great. So, when I didn't get my glass of wine right away, I said, for crying out loud, where's my wine?
That's why he gets the big bucks, everybody.
Thank you.
Matt Fondelier.
There was a tweet that I came up in my timeline last night by Richard Marks, who said, I've been friends with Kenny Loggins for 30 years. And he said, and every time we go out to eat and the waiter says, can I get you anything else? Kenny Loggins says, I'm all right.
You guys get it?
Oh, yeah.
Yep. I started laughing so hard. I retweeted it. I was like, that is the best story ever.
That is great. Favorite He's friends tweet. With Richard. We have a fan that's best friends with him. Really?
I almost bought a concert
t-shirt. Kenny
Loggins
might know about you now, Stephanie. Did you ever think about that? Maybe he
How
said,
would he know
like,
about me?
Well, because maybe he says, like, you should listen to For Crying Out Loud.
Who? Richard Marx?
Yeah, said it to, no? Isn't he, you said he's friends with him, right?
They're friends, but I'm not friends with Richard Marx.
Oh, I thought he
How
was.
How would I know Richard
Marx? I don't know. I thought he was in our, you said in feed, so I thought maybe he was.
Oh, no, just in my Twitter feed.
Yeah, I get it now.
I don't know how it even came up.
I get it now.
Probably because Kenny Loggins was mentioned and Twitter knows I really like my Kenny Loggins.
Right. Or Richard Marx might be a big fan of ours.
Richard Marx is cool, man. No shade on Richard Marx.
No.
Except that he did the episode of The Bachelor where he was trying to teach them about songwriting.
Uh-huh.
And it was just really sad. It was Chris.
It's always sad when they have to do that kind of stuff.
Yeah, because, I mean, Richard Marx is like an amazing, prolific, still around singer-songwriter, cool guy. And it's like, it's just sad to see him like trying to teach these like Yahoos to sing a song.
Don't they ever run out of ideas for dates on that show? Like, how often are they – do they still go on these, like, balloon dates, you know?
Or they just repeat stuff.
They get the Ferrari and they let them drive a Ferrari up to, like, Napa or some shit like that.
Or they, like, scale a building.
And then there's, like, a rooftop with a chick – with just one chick playing a violin and then, like, a little table.
I mean, how do you keep that up? I've always wondered. Like, I had an idea for a show a long time ago that was called, like, not after the final rose, but, like, the honeymoon is over.
Yes.
That was about, like, these people that met on a show like that, and then they have to try to recreate. Yeah. Like, they have, like, a hot tub at their house because they can only really communicate when they're sitting in a hot tub with champagne.
Yes. You know, here's the thing. I like that. Let's combo that with our idea of, like, that Love Island idea that we had.
Right.
Where it's, like, you're already – it's like the people that are past 50.
Right. Yes.
And they're looking for love. Why can't we have that? Why does it always have to be 20s in their 20s and 30s?
They
can be like starting over Love Island. Love Island,
you know why?
Over.
Because every guy who's over 50 is looking for women between the ages of 18 and 25.
Yeah, I know.
So they're going to be like, who? What? No. I'm starting over with a younger chick.
Yeah. But he's too old, though, to go on those shows. So he's going to have to go somewhere. So why don't we – they should do that.
I do think that would be fun.
If Mike Fleiss and maybe Richard Marx, if you're all listening, put together a show. Don't you think?
I do think so. And you know what would be funny is all these people have like – literal baggage.
Yeah.
Right? Like
they come
in and it's like, what's your baggage?
That.
Yeah.
Right.
Like,
I'm still in the middle of a messy divorce.
It should be done anytime. Right. Like, I'm just waiting for this, a couple more things to go through.
Well, how long has it been? It's been about 4 or 5 years, but I had to file for bankruptcy because I didn't have the money to pay my attorney. Hey, you should have that.
Yes.
Come on, you guys. Come on, Hollywood. Get chopping.
Yeah, I've got a lien on my what do you call it? My wages are currently being garnished, but I really think by the time the show is done and like
we'll be all right. Yeah. Don't look over there. We'll be fine by the time the show is done.
Yeah, exactly. I got like a couple of dogs. One of them has diabetes.
Right.
Yeah. But it's all good. Four kids. One of them lives with the first daddy.
Yeah.
And the second two are from the second husband.
Right.
But they're, and you know.
Yeah, everybody gets along only on Thanksgiving. We're not going to set the bar high on this island either. We're not going to have those like dates on top of a roof driving the Ferrari up the vineyards.
Right.
We're not doing this on this date because we already, that's, if you haven't found somebody to take them on one of those kind of dates, your ship sailed.
Right.
That's why you're here on Love Island with us.
Right. It could be better tests like, okay, you two are going to lay next to each other listening to separate podcasts.
Yes. Go.
And see if you don't bug each other.
Right.
Or, you know what? You could have a competition that could be like, which couple can agree on a TV show to watch faster?
Oh, I got one. How about you're going to have your kids show up in this episode, and they're going to be starving, and you're going to be making dinner, and you're going to send him to the store
yes.
to get what you need.
Yes.
And if he gets back with the things you need in a timely manner, then you can progress
right.
to the next date.
I have a feeling on some of those, the guy would just not come back. They just leave the show. Yeah. Then you do like an after interview with them, and they'd be like, well, I got to the,
I mean, this
chick is really high maintenance. Like, she's asking me for clam sauce. Who's buying it? Clam sauce? Who uses clam
what
sauce?
Is this, 93? 1990?
Yeah. And apparently it was supposed to be in the canned meats section, but I looked at those where this should be
right.
with the sauces.
Yeah.
And it wasn't there.
Right.
So I'm off the show. I'm done.
Everybody, get cracking, Mike Fleiss.
I love it.
Let's do it. We should do the Australian version. Let's test it there first.
Yeah, I feel like those people would be more open.
Yeah.
The Aussies.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
Well, so what's going on?
Well, you know what? I have some good. Oh, you know what I want to read to you?
Yes.
I got an email
mm-hmm.
from. Okay. I got. Imagine me, mm-hmm. of all people,
mm-hmm.
okay, I have to find this email. Okay, I got an email yesterday,
yeah.
and this is what it said.
Dear Ms.
Taylor.
Okay.
Hello. I just wanted to write you to let you know that Sadie is doing a fantastic job in class.
What? That's awesome.
Yes, she's getting along well with classmates and is working hard on her personal narrative. She might need to do some typing at home in order to get it all done. I am loving all of her creative new hairstyles as well. I can see she's working hard and I'm enjoying getting to know her. Anyways, I just wanted to let you know that she's doing a wonderful job. Thanks so much for your time. Have a great day.
Thank the Lord. I told you. She found her people. That's awesome.
I was like,
that's so good.
John and I was like, have we ever had a teacher
that's
single
enjoying,
out,
yeah.
say, hey, I just wanted to let you know how great Sadie is? Never happened. And again, I say, I don't think it's on Sadie.
I just think she's
very quiet and mm-hmm. doesn't.
And I think the elementary scene is different, you know, for especially somebody that's creative, you know, like she. She's that creative type that doesn't fit into that mold of the elementary teachers that have been there. No offense, elementary, but, you know, I don't know. I just think that she needed to broaden her day-to-day, and I think she has now, thank God. And I knew this was going to happen as she got older.
And this is something that I was going to tell you on Patreon the other day, but whatever. We're doing a different Patreon today. So,
okay.
But this was so sweet. So remember the Patreon that I told you about, the thing that happened at school with Xander?
Yes, and the teacher
got outed and uh-huh. it was not a good scene. Okay, so Xander's was really worried about just like, how are people going to find out? Is somebody going to tell everybody? How mm-hmm. do I, like, I don't want it to be a big secret, but I don't, like,
right.
how am I going to, anyway, so he has this friend and that they've been friends now for since early on at school. Mm-hmm. I know it's only been like not even 2 months, but you know.
Yeah, no, it's been a while.
His friend that I think I told you about I've told mm-hmm. you about.
Yeah.
New friend, really like the mom. She's really cool. But like I didn't want to ask him like, hey, does your friend
right.
know? Because I know that his friend wasn't one of the ones that was heard the information
right.
from the third party.
Right.
But anyway, recently – after they had the kids slept over at our house, they've been hanging out a lot. And then I said to Xander, I tried to be really low key about it, but mm-hmm. I was like, yeah, does your friend, like, does he know you're trans?
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, oh, yeah.
Mm.
I was like, really?
Right.
And he goes, yeah. I go, well, when did you tell him? And he goes, oh, a long time ago.
Aww.
I go, well, what did he say? He said, well, I just told him. And he said, oh, cool.
Thank you. Nice.
And that
that's
was it.
Awesome. Thank you.
And that's literally like,
yeah.
I was like, oh, I told him and I told this other one, his other like two friends, his
right.
little buddies at school.
Right.
Yeah, I told them both.
See, now
no big deal. Wasn't even a big enough deal that he needed to like tell
yeah,
me.
Of course.
Oh my God, mom, I
right.
told my friend. So all this worry that I had about it, like, oh,
yeah.
he's sleeping over and what, I don't know.
But that's your job is to worry.
I know, but I was like, it was so nice.
I know.
I'm like,
so
hello,
nice.
Loving middle school.
Yeah, I know. Thank God.
Telling your friend and they're like, huh, cool.
Yeah, that's the way it should be. That's the way it should be.
I know, but then, you know, I think they're like going
we
well.
Always say, like, kids are more, you know, open-minded flag. They're not being held back by.
Yeah. And Sadie is becoming more like Natalia,
mm-hmm.
and just like on top of her work and like eager to get to school early and wanting to see her friends and much more social. And she's constantly FaceTiming with new friends that I don't know.
Yeah, that's not nice. She's constantly FaceTiming with some man up the street.
Right. This is just he's in his early 50s. It's fine.
I'm telling you, Natalia's on FaceTime all the time with this boy constantly.
Oh, really?
But almost said his name, and it's not a big – whatever. But he's – you know, he's one of Sonny's friends. He's on Sonny's team, and he's a sweetheart. He's – you know, but they're just friends. I eavesdrop.
Is this the one that she was, like, obsessing on a little bit?
No. That's those two are, like, best friends.
Okay.
They went to the scary night.
Uh-huh.
And I thought that Natalia had a crush still on that other one.
Right.
But apparently doesn't seem so anymore. Because I had to drive both of them, both of the boys, you know, to Sonny's basketball game over the weekend. And I said to Natalia, I said, tomorrow morning, you know, let's say their names, Noah and Griffin are coming over. I'm going to give them a ride. And she was like, all right, okay. Like, she was like, what time? When are they coming? Like, you know.
What am I wearing?
Yeah, exactly.
How much time do I have to get ready?
What time should I get up?
Can we go to the blowout
bar? Right, right, right. So she was, I don't know. I think she's really just friends. I know she's in their class, a lot of their classes. They have the same classes. So they do a lot of homework together. I don't know. Here's one thing, though. The other night, she called me on a Friday and said, okay, what do you think about this? So she said, she didn't call me. She sent me a text. And it was a Friday afternoon. And usually Fridays, I let them be them. They go walking. And she said, I'm with Mobile Muffin, and we're going to go. Olga's going to pick us up over at We're at some gas station up the street, which is fine because they always go there and they buy like Slurpees and whatnot. And then we're going to walk over to – they said one boy's name who I don't really know. I mean, I know of him. And he's been to my house before and I met his mom.
Okay.
When they first moved to town.
Okay.
That's it. And we're going to his house and then Olga's going to pick me up from there. I was like, okay. So then Olga told me
– what about Mobile Muffin? How's she getting home? Why am I worried about
how mobile question? I'm sure we dropped her off on the way home.
Okay.
I'm almost – what do you think? Her mom's going to be there like, don't worry. Mobile Muffin's got it. Her mom's right on it. So then Olga tells me like the next day, you know, Lynette, Natalia, did she tell you she was going to this boy's house? And I said the boy's name. And she goes, no, she wasn't at his house. She walked next door to another boy's house. And she was outside – she weren't in the house, but she was outside in the street, like not in the street, but like everybody was outside, but it was her, Mobile Muffin, and like six or seven boys. Now, six and seven boys could be like Noah, Griffin, all those, because Sonny's got, you know, Natalia's a guy's girl. Like she's friends with all his friends as
right.
well. So I don't know. I don't know. And I don't know if she was walked over. She didn't mention them. She mentioned three or four boys who I didn't know. And then that one kid. And she's like, and so Olga was like, I didn't say anything, but I thought you should know. Did she tell you that she was going to be there? I said, well, she told me she was going to the boy's house next door. She didn't tell me she was going to be, and all those boys were going to be there. She just said it was her and the other, whatever. Anyway, so I asked Natalia while she was FaceTiming with Noah. I had no idea he was on the phone. That's how they do it. They do FaceTime and they put the phone, they put them on speaker and put the phone down. And she's like doing her eyebrows in the bathroom and her phone's just sitting there. And I walk in, I go, Natalia, so I heard that you know, Olga told me that when she picked you up the other night, you weren't at his house, you were next door. She goes, we were just outside. We were just like in front of his house, in front of the other guy's house next door, down the street, whatever. And we're just hanging out. And I go, well, here's the thing. I go, you're not in trouble, but. And just so you know, I don't want you and Mobile Muffin, and I called her Mobile Muffin now, I don't want you and her, I don't want you going to boys' houses that I don't know. You know him. And she gets very defensive. Well, you know him. I text you and told you what I was doing. Well, thank you for doing that, by the way.
But she didn't text you and tell you what she was doing.
She
texted you and told you she was going to a different boy's house.
Right. And she was there. And then they went outside to talk to the other kid that lives up the street. So they were all kind of outside is what happened.
Right.
So I said, okay, listen, you're not in trouble, so don't get defensive. But she, I said, I just don't, from now on, I can't have boyfriend. I said, from now on, I don't want you going in the evening, especially walking around with your girlfriend to boys' houses that I don't know. I said, I know who he is. Of course I know him, but that I don't know him. He's not a Noah or a Griffin or one of, you know, Matthew Jensen. He's not one of those guys. Unless basically he's on one of Sonny's basketball teams.
Right.
He's off limits at this, right. You know. And she was like, Noah was there. Noah was there. And she's like, Noah, you were there, weren't you? And I was like, what are you She's like, and he goes, when? What are you talking about? Like, I go, why don't you tell me that he was on the phone, first of all? We're having this conversation. She's like, he doesn't care. He's doing his homework.
Oh, my God. This is what they're all doing
this
now.
This is what they do.
Yeah.
She's plucking her eyebrows.
Sadie will have an entire conversation with me, and I won't realize she was FaceTiming
with
her friend.
Yeah, I know. That's happened to me a few times. I'm like.
And then she's like, say hi to Nazim or whatever the person's. Yeah.
And he's like, yeah, I was there. What night? Friday? Yeah, I was there. And he was very like, I go, could you, because you want me to put him on mute? And she goes, I'll put him on mute. And I go, it's a little late now. I already said everything I was supposed to say. Like, why now he's got to hear everything? I said, just look, you're not in trouble, but I just don't want you unless, you know, it's one thing if these boys are with you and you're at somebody's house that I do know. But I don't want you hanging out with kids that I don't know. But you know, I know of
why
him.
Can't we ever just tell our kids something and have them just argument. Go, got it.
Right.
But then have them follow through. Because right. I get a lot of got it yeah. and then
Oh, you know what I get? She'll tell me everything. I'll go, so how was your test? How was your project? She'll tell me. Then the next day I'll go, so who was your partner again? And she goes, oh, my God, I told you at dinner last night. Remember? She tells me all these little details that I could right. care about. I'm not listening. And she does it to me. She goes, what a memory you have, Mom. Jeez. Obviously, you're not listening. She's had this we've had this kind of conversation
right.
like 12
this
times.
This was a Britney
now.
Thing.
Yeah. Yeah that
a Britney
I'm not paying attention. Right. But the other day.
I'd love for them to get quizzed on the
right,
stuff we tell them.
That's exactly.
Really? Like right. I'm supposed to keep track of every right. little interaction you have with every yeah. friendship.
Right.
But you can't remember that I told you when I say
when
I told you to bust your yes. glasses. They go, no, you didn't.
Right.
Really?
Right. And I said to her, the other day at the tournament, I sent her a text. She said, I said, can you please, tournament. I asked her to get in touch with Olga. 5 minutes, 10 minutes later, I text and she said, oh no, I'm on the phone with her. And I say, can you please call Olga and find out if she's coming over or not, please? Because I'm in Anaheim. Adam's
right.
on a cruise.
Right.
I don't want Natalia around all day. And listen, there's some people like, what is, you supposed to make Olga work on the weekends? No, get your story straight. When, you know, online, like I was talking
yes.
about this, somebody's like, oh, they can't have a weekend off? That's not what I said, idiot. What I'm saying is, Olga, I don't bother her on the weekends. She likes to be – she told me that at her job interview. I remember that. She likes her weekends with her family. I totally
right.
get that. So I don't bother her. Maybe a couple times a year I will ask her.
But by the way, sorry to interject,
she's
but
on
her,
salary.
Her time has been scaled way back.
I
it's
know.
Not she's not taking care of newborn babies.
Exactly.
So like
she's
can pop
care
in
Adam
on a weekend.
Now. Right.
You know,
right.
she's making some smoothies
exactly
a few times a day.
Exactly.
And she's,
right, right.
And I'm sure that she's not walking around going, I can't believe how overworked I am. I can't believe.
No, absolutely not.
It's the hours get more flexible. You can
yes.
pop in on a weekend.
Exactly. So I just wanted her to come over. You know, I got really upset with her because I had to I said to her on a Friday night, I'm leaving for Anaheim the next day on Saturday early in the morning. Natalia's going to be here, probably sleeping till noon. And then I do this stupid thing. It's a lot of it is me because I'm not – I say, can you just call her and check in with her? But I would like you to come by on Saturday. I don't know what Sunday schedule is going to be, but just can you come by on Saturday?
Right, because you're going to be
right.
gone all day.
Right. And sometimes we get out early and we get home early like we did on Saturday. We got home early and she – like I pulled in. By the way, early. It was 3 o'clock.
Right.
I've been gone since 7:30 a.m.
Right.
You know. And I pull in. She just got there like an hour ago. And she's like, you're home too early. Go back. Like she was joking.
Right, right.
But I know that she, you know, she's like, well, why do you need me now? And I'm like, okay, by the way, Natalia, you know, she fed herself, which is fine. But I don't want her thinking that she's alone all day.
Right.
By herself.
Right.
You know, and so anyway, it was a little – and then Sunday got a little worse because that when she did leave Saturday afternoon and I said – and listen, I love Olga. But I said, can you just – I said, I don't know. I said, everything depends on – if they win the first game, then they play the second game. Then we'll play – so we could be home at noon or we might be there until 7 o'clock at night. I don't know. And some weekends it's that's the case. So I said, I don't know what's going to – tomorrow's going to be, but – and she sleeps until about 11. So by then, I'm already gone 3 hours. So can you just like just check in with her? And then on Sunday, I texted her and said, we're going to be down here for a while. Can you throw Phil either his ball around? She likes to take Phil for walks. Do something with Phil because Adam takes Phil for a walk every day and Adam's been gone and Phil doesn't I started taking him for a walk, but a day he doesn't get his walk, if he doesn't get that exercise, he'll start tearing shit apart. So can you, you know? And so I sent that to her. She never responded and I think she was irritated. And so that's when I said to Natalia, did you call Olga? And then that's when Natalia writes back, what for? No, why? Why am I supposed to call I just told her like 10 minutes earlier,
right.
Call Olga. So that's where that it runs in the family, Natalia. But yeah, I got irritated because she wasn't there. And part of me is like, I shouldn't just go, yeah, it's okay. Because I'm trying not to let her, you know, I'm trying to not to bother her. So I'm like, it's fine. Just, you know, just check in with her. I should be more like, okay, I'm going to be gone at this time. Can you come here at this time?
Yeah.
And then if I'm not back by this time, then you can, you know. But can you, you know, it's like a couple times a year I bother her on the weekends. So.
And because you need the help. I don't see why you should have like full-time help.
No.
Could do it and then have to go hire like a babysitter or somebody like mm-hmm. when you don't really need that.
No, it's a unique situation because they're twins. They're both active. They both have their shit after school. Adam, let's face it, is not going to be driving them around and picking them up and doing and taking them to their practices and games and whatnot.
And it's a lot.
Yeah, it's a lot. But
let's talk about you know what? Really quick before we do our ad, I forgot at the top of the show to announce to tell about our buds.
Yes.
We have a new one
and
she's my friend,
fans.
Angie Saldivar.
Oh, hi, Angie.
That's my friend.
I like her last
fellow
name.
Fellow mom at school. Nice. Yeah, she's been listening since forever.
Nice.
For many, many
Thank
years.
Thank you, Angie.
Since the beginning.
Thank you.
Natasha Foster.
Natasha.
Foster Freeze.
Natasha.
Leslie Wyckoff. Jacob Crowley. Hi, Jacob.
Hey, Jacob.
Kelly Brandt.
Kelly. What's up, Kelly?
What's up, Kelly? Michelle McKibben.
That bitch.
She likes to take a ribbon. Yeah, that. And Luis Juarez, that bastard.
Hey, Luis.
And Ishan Vajpayee.
Oh, he's the worst of all of them.
He sucks. So let's talk about Bombas.
I love Bombas, by the way. Bombas, I have nothing but Bombas in our drawers. And I get now
they're
because
like
it's
the third
all,
love of socks.
They are the third love of socks. That should be their slogan. No, it's true. And I always get Sunny socks and Sunny gets my socks because we all have Bombas socks now and it gets all mixed up in the laundry.
Right.
But you guys could have Bombas socks. They have a new line of merino wool socks that are made from soft, warm, and naturally moisture-wicking merino wool designed with all of Bombas' classic comfort features. They keep you cool and dry in the morning. They have this technology. They figured out how to make socks that doesn't have that has arch support. It has a seamless toe and has that cushioned footbed that makes a sock comfortable. But they started because they found out that every homeless person, the most thing they need at shelters is socks, and so they were donating every pair of socks to the homeless.
People love them.
Mm-hmm.
Here's what you want to do if you want to get some. You buy your Bombas at Bombas, BOMBAS.com/FCOL today and get 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com/FCOL for 20% off Bombas.
Bombas.
Now, here's an ad that is like basically you're welcome because
yes.
it's what we would do anyway. It's we're telling you about a new show, a new podcast on Wondery that is right up our alley. It's about Jeffrey Epstein.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I listen to a lot of Wondery shows.
Yeah, me too.
I was
searching for a Jeffrey Epstein podcast, by the way. And there is one that Gina and Teresa talked about. But
yeah, but this is a new one. It's Jeffrey Epstein. You know who he is. He's the guy who just died in his jail cell over the summer.
Yeah,
he was
sex
trafficking all the women.
He's a nice Jewish boy.
Yeah. But who was he? How did he make his money? How did he get away with so many crimes?
Mm-hmm.
It's a mystery that is going to be solved on the mysterious Mr. Epstein. They're going to put all the pieces of the story together. And guess what? You can go subscribe to it. But at the end of our episode today.
Stay tuned.
Stay tuned at the very, very end. Very, very end.
Very, very. It's very good.
They're going to play you like 5 minutes.
That's right.
Of the podcast. So you don't even have to go anywhere and you can hear what it's like.
I can't wait. I'm going to listen to it.
It's going to be exciting. So on speaking of what we were talking about, you know, driving these kids all around town. So I can't remember what night it was. Friday night.
Mm-hmm.
My daughter and a bunch of other of her friends all went to their high school football game, but at another high school.
Uh-huh.
Okay. I'm
That's
about
what
to
I
sneeze.
Had Friday night too. Friday night football night.
Okay. So one of the moms took them there.
Bless you.
And then it was my job to go pick them up.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just so funny. Car full of 14-year-olds. First of all, there's always what they're always adding on. They're like gremlins. Like they just like I'm like, well, didn't only like four people get dropped off there and suddenly Elvie's like, which car
everybody.
Are you having? How many seats do we have? Can you take this person home? What about this person? What about my friend this person? I'm like, yes.
I told you about that time where I had to pick them up and I'm not going to do that again because it's a bad example. But I let them all just pile in. There was like 10 of them.
Uh-huh.
Not on seat. Not because we're going from one spot to another.
Right. Yeah. I get
They weren't. They were all just on top of each other's laps. They were screaming and yelling and laughing
and
giggling.
We did that a thousand times when we were kids.
I know.
Did anybody ever go, I'm sorry, there aren't enough seatbelts to go around?
I know.
What? No. Even if there were enough seatbelts to go around, you weren't using your seatbelt anyway.
No.
You would get 20 kids in a car. Yeah,
oh,
I'm with
God.
You.
Oh, my God. If they saw – my parents saw what I was doing in cars, they would be
– Yeah. So I'm like, all right. Like, you know, whatever. Mm-hmm. Sure. I'm coming there. So they all get in the car. And then one of them says to the other one, hey, I want to play – I want to put on such and such a song.
Uh-huh.
And
that, I knew it. I knew it. A
what?
Song request was going to come on.
Yeah, but the –
They
so,
always want to
put – they're playing it. So LB's being like, okay, I'll put it on my phone.
Mm-hmm.
Lynette, I had no idea what was happening with these 14-year-olds.
Yeah.
And – now that we don't have any sponsors that are forcing us to keep it super clean, I'm going to tell you that the music that these kids are listening to, and I was like a fly on the wall. So I had a conversation with my mom friend after the fact, and we were discussing, like, what do you do in this situation?
Right.
My take on it was to just keep my mouth shut because I was like, listen, I'm getting privy to what they're doing.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, my mom friend was – I was talking to Robin.
Uh-huh.
And we were – I was saying –
My mom friend.
Well, because it's like – because she was saying that she felt like it's inappropriate. Like if her son was doing that, maybe that – she might be like, that's not appropriate. But I felt like – okay. So I'll tell you what it was. So the boy – there was one boy with us and all these girls. There were like seven of them. Mm-hmm. So it was like six girls and a boy. And he wanted to play a song by – I think – I want to say the singer's name is Travis Scott. Have you heard of this, Matt Fondelier?
I have heard the name Travis Scott.
Okay, so like a rapper, like very much like who's the guy with all the gold teeth? Post Malone.
Uh-huh.
It's like a Post Malone type. The songs these days that the kids are listening to that are not on Radio Disney are
they call this the post Malone era.
Oh, really?
They do?
No, I'm just
you're just
making
that up.
Sorry,
I would have believed it.
I know.
They're all about smoking pot. Basically, all the songs are about smoking pot and having sex.
Yeah,
and I'm like two things that. Let's just hope and pray that my kid is not doing and that these other kids aren't doing. They are 14 years old. Every song, the song, they're all about smoking out, smoking, I've smoked. And then, so the kid says, oh, this song is kind of inappropriate. Do you mind? And I said, No, because in my mind, when he said inappropriate, I'm like, I listen to Tupac.
Yeah.
Like, what's, you know, what, there's going to be dropping some F-bombs?
Right,
I think I can handle it.
Right, right.
Oh, no, no, no. It was like, your pussy's so sweet, laying out on my sheets, smoking up my bowl. Like, I'm like,
I know.
Oh,
isn't
my God.
Insane?
And then I didn't want to go, holy shit, what the hell are you listening to? Turn this off right now. Because I was like, this, they're all acting like I'm not here.
Right.
It was like watching a National Geographic special of like the natural habitat of these 14-year-olds.
Right, right.
And I'm like, I'm not going to sit there and just say, don't do this. Because basically what I'm saying is don't do this in front of me.
Right.
Like, I don't want to know.
Right. They're going to listen. Like, they're not going to listen. Oh, Mrs.
Right.
Mrs. Taylor said don't listen. So
it's not like I turned them onto the song.
Right.
It's, you know, so obviously this is, they've seem to have discovered it.
Mm-hmm.
Meanwhile, all these girls, and this is like a pretty innocent crowd.
Mm-hmm.
This is, these are not like fast girls.
Right.
They all know the name of these songs. The one girl's like,
it's
weird. Can you play the song about my pussy?
Yeah.
Don't, you know, and I'm like, what? In my mind, I don't say it, exclaim it out loud, but I'm like, I cannot believe that this super polite, normally sweet, mm-hmm. kind of innocent girl is going, can you play the pussy, my pussy song? I'm like, please no, in my head. And they all know exactly who they're talking about. And then it's like a song by Afro Man about like, you've heard of Afro Man? I don't know. It's all, about smoking pot. You would think that that's all these kids do.
It's all sex and weed. I know. That's all it is. I know. And they're all mostly the dudes singing about how they want to get with the woman.
Yeah.
And sometimes it's the woman talking about how she wants to go down on him. Like, I've heard it both sides.
Yeah.
And sometimes I'm listening to it in the car and I'll say, all right. Like, this is too inappropriate.
It was really inappropriate. And I obviously on a regular day, like if LB was just like, I want to hear the pussy pot song, I'd be like, no thanks.
Right.
But
because
they were all in the car and I didn't want to be, first of all, I didn't want to be that mom that's like, how dare you turn this off. But then I was thinking, too, about how when you and I were younger, it was the hardcore rap stuff that was like, oh, they're calling women bitches. They're it's all swearing and sex.
N-word every other sex.
But this is just different.
Mm-hmm.
It's not rap, but it's like this like slow rap.
Right. What you would listen to when you're getting with your girl. Right? Like when you're making love, that's what you put on. Or like if you're out, I know, it's insane and it's so inappropriate and it's so, it's cringy.
But I was like,
they talk about cringe. 14th,
this is my daughter. This is my ninth grade daughter. Then of course I was like, well, when I was in the ninth grade.
And then you think that. The thing is like, they're going to hear it. They're going to know it. There's no going around it. That's their culture, right?
I'm just sad that I know it though.
That's the problem is now we know.
I'm sad to know it.
The only thing is you just got to keep an eye on them.
It's like finding out something really – it's like finding out that your dog has an inner monologue and it hates you.
Right.
Like it's like you're like, well, but I thought my dog – like I thought Penelope was laying around thinking about how much she loves me. Like and now I find out she just doesn't care for me at all.
Here, wants to go live with the neighbors.
You know, it's just a weird – like that's just not how I saw my daughter and her friends.
Right.
And I wish I could go back in time and not
hear it
and think that she's still playing with Barbie dolls. You know?
Now, what about the twins? Do you think they're?
So I don't. The twins, look, if I was a better parent, I would be like checking their phones and like seeing what the hell they're up to.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't.
I know.
Just keeping it real. I mean, here's the thing. I see a lot of what I think Sadie's watching because she watches it all the time.
Mm-hmm.
The way I play threes, she watches these ASMR videos. These like – so anytime you look, she's watching a video where somebody's like making noise with slime or shaving a bar of soap.
Right.
So that doesn't seem too troubling. Xander's playing Roblox. He's an 11-year-old boy.
But they're doing that when you're in the room.
Well,
I wonder, you know – but look,
well, they're not hiding that much. Like Sadie will just lay out on the couch and just be watching ASMR videos.
Mm-hmm.
I can hear them.
Yeah.
Sonny
too. Like he's watching these shows on YouTube and stuff. And I go and check his feed once in a blue moon. Like if they're homesick and it's sitting right there and I'll pick up their phone and look. And it's, I don't know. It's usually like guy goes ballistic over losing his job or something like that. Like, he just right. wants to see those kind of videos.
Right.
Father destroys Xbox. You know, I don't know, like that kind of stuff.
Well, and my kids are FaceTiming with their friends all the time.
Right.
And like you were just talking about, they're doing mundane
mm-hmm.
things.
While they're on the phone.
While talking on the phone. Like Sadie will literally be FaceTiming while, I don't know, drawing or just mm-hmm. doing mm-hmm. whatever. Just
yeah.
But you know, in general, they're doing well. So it's like, I don't want to rock right. the boat. I mean, Sadie is, you know, coming home and tackling her homework. Oh, mm-hmm. another thing mm-hmm. about school. They want to stay after school all the time now. And mm-hmm. I'm like, fine with it.
Yeah.
Pick you up later. Okay.
Right.
I mean,
right.
And Xander's like, oh, mom, I want to stay after school every day on this day and this day because they're doing a dance group. Mm-hmm. And I want to be part of the dance group. And I'm like,
nice.
All right. Like,
that's good.
And you know how Xander does parkour? At
yeah.
Joining All Movement, it's called. And then Sadie had tried a class and didn't like it. But then the other day, the teacher there was like, how come you don't come to uh-huh. Sadie? And she that yesterday she said, I want to do parkour. I want to try parkour again. And I said, okay. So brought her there. She tried it again. And she was like, this is really fun. I want to do parkour now.
Well, there
like
you go.
My kids are becoming like go-getters.
I know. Thank God.
Those two were the, as you know, yeah. all I complained about is they're not interested in anything.
Right.
Another thing.
They're growing
Sadie's
up.
Sadie's playing basketball, you know, on
yeah,
the school
right.
basketball
right.
team.
Right.
And every day she practices on Tuesdays and Fridays. She's always up for it. Mm-hmm. She's always like, yeah, I got practice today.
Mm-hmm.
She's playing in the driveway all the time. Like, what's happening?
Yeah. 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 They're growing up. Is what's happening.
I'm just so
Thank
glad
God.
Because, I mean, you know, elementary
thing.
School was really, you know how bad it was
yeah,
getting.
It was bad.
I was complaining about it all the time. Mm-hmm. Every day was like, Sadie, I mean,
yeah.
I was almost ready to pull her out of school, as
right.
you know.
I honestly think the biggest dilemma is raising as a parent when you're raising your child is that when they are not interested in anything, that is just so... What do you go with? Where do you do? How do you rectify that? How do you help?
I
you
know.
You don't want to be that crazy parent that puts them in everything. I don't know. It's just so tough. But here's a lesson to be learned from you and from Sadie is that they go through stages, I guess. You know, when they're not into something, then they become into something. They're growing up. They're getting older. They're going out into the world. They're meeting new people. They're getting a new environment. And maybe that brings out other interests in them that they didn't have when they were younger. So it
I
just
also
goes to show you
do
that
think
be
it's,
patient.
Yeah. And I do think it's teacher. I think part mm-hmm. of it is the teachers.
Yes.
As I think I told you last week, it's like, well, there was a common denominator
mm-hmm.
at her elementary school
right.
that was, I think, kind of hard.
Yeah.
And I think when kids are younger, well, they're kids,
mm-hmm.
But in that elementary school age, they don't have the perspective of having been through school, right?
Right.
So whatever they feel like, and I tend to be this way too,
mm-hmm.
whatever's happening when it's happening is sort of like how it's always going to be
yeah.
in their mind.
Right.
Like if you have a crappy teacher one year,
right.
it's so big because that's your life.
Of
Every
course.
Day, all day, you're with a teacher that's just not helping you.
Right.
And you feel like, well, I guess this is what school is.
Yes.
Because you don't remember. It's hard to go back and go, well, 2 years ago I had a good teacher.
Right, I know.
And you can't look forward and go, I'm sure I'll have another
right.
good teacher in the future.
No.
You just go, well, this sucks.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yes.
So I think that having some decent teachers that
Absolutely.
Keep them interested, that send me an email, like the one
like
I got.
Like I said, like Natalia is so into her classes, her work, like projects that she's doing, her tests she wants to be on top of. I'm really proud of her. You know, I just think, and it's a lot of it has to do with how much she'll come home and she'll tell me a funny story that one of the teachers said today.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, you hated history and you love history now? She goes, he's so interesting. He makes it so interesting the way he explains everything. And the way he teaches and his projects that he gives, like they had to come up with their own song, their own words to a song, like sort
mm-hmm.
of like a karaoke, history karaoke thing,
uh-huh.
which was really cute. I thought that was fun. And she loved it. And she, you know, and then she, of course, gets partnered up with somebody who she's irritated with in the first 5 minutes. But she, you know, she loves it because of the teachers making
yeah.
it good. And that's why she's doing well at school. Because every single one of her teacher, except for the one that she complains about. That's – I can't say her name, but the way she says her name, she's got a heavy, heavy accent, Australian accent. And she's used to teaching fourth graders. Mm-hmm. So she treats them like they're in the fourth grade. She has a turtle. Did I talk about them?
No.
Yeah, her pet turtle, Shelly. You know, and maybe she'll let her pet turtle out if everybody's good. And then Natalia told me that her friend almost ran over the turtle with her chair because nobody gives a shit about the turtle.
Aww.
Other than her, she's loving it.
That's so cool. Elby's got – so her AP history class, she told me she played – she has a great teacher, which helps because, you know, it's such a brutal class.
Mm-hmm.
But – He played them a song that was like a parody of, and I can't remember the song. I'll have to ask Elby. Like a rap song, but they replaced all the lyrics with the history of the bubonic plague.
Oh, that's awesome.
And played it for me. And it was like, you know, fleas on rats. And it was, but it was fun.
Right.
And
right,
I was
right.
I like that. Okay.
Yeah.
I'll listen to a rap song on the bubonic plague.
Right. That's how you learn when you're interested. So, yeah, that's the thing. When you have a kid that's not interested in stuff. And listen, it goes on. It's not just kids. It's like the biggest thing when you come out of high school. It's like, well, what are you going to do next? And it's like, all they want to say is I'm going to Disneyland. They don't have anything. You know, a lot of kids are like, I don't know. Or even when they go to college, what are you majoring in? What do you want to do after college? I don't know. A lot of it is I don't know what I want to do. I don't know what I want to do. So – I guess the lesson is just keep trying and finding things that you want to do and helping your kids.
I'm just glad because I felt I was so obsessed with making the wrong decision. I just felt like both my kids were so miserable in fifth grade that it carried so much more weight where I ended up sending them for middle school.
Yeah.
It felt so big.
Right.
Like this could either, you know, this could be a really bad decision.
Yeah.
Or it could really help them.
Right.
And in the end, as you know, I went with the decision that I was like not super excited about.
Mm-hmm.
Like it just eked out a little bit better than the other decision.
Yeah.
But I'm so glad because – and I remember I told you that the principal had told me, you know, some kids when I was saying that I was trying to like gun for Sadie to get an IEP early on. And I told you that the principal was like, you know, let's just give it a little time.
Yeah.
Because some kids really respond well to going to the change to middle school because they're not sitting with one teacher all day long.
Right.
Some kids really blossom when they're changing classes and doing different things. And I guess Sadie was one of those kids. I always think I know better than the person who does this for a living.
Right.
Somehow I never do. It's weird how that works out.
It's weird. Well, actually, I have I'm going to ask you on Friday. I don't know. I'm trying to make a decision that I need to make like this week about Natalia. So,
okay,
it's fun.
Well, before we even start wrapping, I do want to tell you, you guys, that I bought some. I got us some refrigerator magnets. Some for crying out loud refrigerator magnets. I'm going to take a picture of it and put it on Instagram so you can see.
Mm-hmm.
And this is what I was thinking.
It's really cute.
A fun. Just a little promotion.
Yeah.
A Patreon promotion.
Oh, yeah.
Every single person who signs up at the $5 level or above, but even at the $5 level, I'm going to send you a refrigerator magnet.
Oh, nice.
All through October.
Oh, that's cute.
Until I run out.
That's awesome.
Every person that signs up, I don't care. I'm going to send them to you.
Oh, that's nice. Very generous of you, Stephanie.
Yeah, they're super cute.
They are really cute.
I just wanted to do something new and different.
Yeah.
And I do have a new supply of t-shirts coming. So a couple of you guys that ordered t-shirts that I was out of your size, there's only like four people waiting.
Mm-hmm.
Those, I should have them by today. So I'll be sending the t-shirts out.
Nice.
Yeah. So that'll be fun. And then this week on Patreon.
Yeah, tell us. Give us a tease.
Okay, so.
What's coming
a lot of people
pike.
Know that I haven't spoken to my parents in a number of years and that my brother also hasn't spoken to my parents in a longer than I have.
Mm-hmm.
And somebody was asking me recently, like a friend, like not a fan, but like a friend, how it ended. And I found this letter that my stepfather wrote to my brother.
Oh,
yeah.
Boy.
It's this crazy. He sent it certified mail. Yeah. And my brother basically hasn't spoken to him since. I maintained contact for a while afterward. with my parents. Mm-hmm. But this letter was so crazy. And so we used to read it on Thanksgiving. We'd whip the letter out. Yeah.
It's going to give us an insight into the psyche of your...
It's a 12-page letter, so it may have to be... It may be a two-parter because I've got to explain like what precipitated the letter.
Okay.
But I'm going to read the letter.
That's
what you're going to get.
Nice.
A really personal, crazy correspondence. I asked my brother for permission to read it, and he said, of course.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. So that's
I'm excited. I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So basically, that's our show.
But let's thank our sponsors, forceofnatureclean.com, promo code crying out loud, goodamerican.com/FCOL, thefarmersdog.com/FCOL, bombas.com/FCOL, and download The Mysterious Mr. Epstein on Wondery.
Yes. And now it's time to thank our Patreon
$50
subscribers, like, for instance, Sylvia Berlin with Berlin Team Homes with Remax Coastal Homes. Yeah. She serves in Orange County. Email her at Sylvia, S-I-L-V-I-A, at BerlinTeamHomes.com, California number 01988601. Velvet Swing,
JeanieDawson.com.
Sandra Green pays for that one. Paid for by Sandra Green. It's a special CBD topical that helps you have better sexuals.
Nice.
Yeah. Check out the website, Velvet Swing. Sarah Kelsey is with Northwest DNA, and they do paternity testing. And they have a non-invasive prenatal paternity test. Go to NWDNAtesting.com. You know, Amanda Crittenden is giving a shout out for – now, I had put the shout out information and somehow I didn't save the document when I printed it out. But I'm doing a shout out for her for the Ronald McDonald House.
Nice.
Yeah, because Christy B's been staying there. What a great charity McDonald House is. Mm-hmm. So give them your donations. And you know what? I'm going to group Ulysses in with that too.
Oh, there you
Ulysses go. And Amanda Crittenden are both wanting you guys to donate some money to the Ronald McDonald House, which gives a place for families who have a child in critical, who's getting care at a hospital, gives them a place to stay.
Yes, it's a great organization.
Place to do their laundry.
Yeah.
So just look up the Ronald McDonald House and donate to them.
Yeah.
And let's just do one more. How about Letty Molina, CBD. Even with the bacon flavor for the dogs. Everybody loves Letty Molina and her CBD. Go to HempWorks, WORX.com/L Molina, or search her on Facebook, Letty Molina.
All right. Thank you, Matt. Welcome
back.
Thank
you guys. Yeah, it's fun fun hanging out with you guys.
Thanks.
Yeah. All right. You're a parent now.
Don't F it up.
The following episode contains descriptions of sexual violence and may not be suitable for everyone. Please see the episode notes for more information about support services.
It starts with a 14-year-old girl with $300 in her purse. She's a freshman at Royal Palm Beach High School. She's only been a student there a few months when a girl she knows named Haley tells her about a way to make some quick cash. Haley Robson's a little older, the cousin of an ex-boyfriend, and she works as a waitress at a local Olive Garden. One Sunday in February 2005, they get into Haley's pickup truck. They drive down Okeechobee Boulevard, which is lined with fast food restaurants, strip malls, and liquor stores, and cross the bridge onto the island of Palm Beach. Royal Palm High School is in West Palm Beach. The island of Palm Beach, on the other hand, is one of the wealthiest zip codes in the United States. It's a narrow strip of land sandwiched between the Atlantic Ocean and Lake Worth, famous for its multimillionaires and mansions, private clubs like Mar-a-Lago, and the golf courses that line its shores. As Haley and the girl cross the bridge from one world to the other, Haley tells her about the guy she works for. His name is Jeff. Then she adds, "If Jeff asks your age, tell him you're 18. They drive down a dead-end street and park in front of a two-story pink house. Then they walk down the driveway, past a guardhouse, and through the kitchen door. Once inside, the girl is offered a drink and introduced to a woman with blonde hair. And that's when the girl loses track of Haley. She's led upstairs into a bedroom, which has a massage table. The girl will later describe the man who walks in as mid-40s, with a long face, bushy eyebrows, and silver hair. "Take off your clothes," he tells her sternly, and he asks the girl to give him a massage. She's not sure how to react, except to do what the man says. When she tries to keep some of her clothes on, the man tells her to take off everything. At the end, the silver-haired man hands her $300 and sends her back downstairs where Haley is waiting. After they've left, the girl tells Haley that the man asked her to give him a massage. "I know," Haley replies flatly. They go shopping together, then drive back home. Rumors are flying among the students at the high school that girls are being paid to perform sexual favors for a rich man in Palm Beach. A few days after the girl's visit to the mansion, another student at school calls her a whore. The name-calling turns into a fight, and the fight lands both girls in the assistant principal's office. When the administrator rummages through the girl's purse, she finds $300. At first, the girl won't say where the money came from, but eventually she opens up to her parents. And on March 15, 2005, she and her parents speak with a detective from the Palm Beach Police Department. Slowly, sometimes through tears, the 14-year-old tells the detective her story. From the description of the man, the house, and that first name, Jeff, the police think that they may know who the girl is talking about. He's a wealthy guy in Palm Beach. He's even donated money to the Palm Beach Police Department recently to help pay for much-needed new equipment. They place a photo of the man in a lineup, and the girl points to him right away. Jeffrey Epstein. The police will conduct dozens more interviews like this as the investigation continues, interviews with other young women and other girls. But this is the first time the Palm Beach Police Department will speak with one of Jeffrey Epstein's victims. And more women will speak in the years to come.
You're just thrown into a world that you don't understand, and you're screaming on the inside, and you don't know how to let it come out.
That same night, Jeffrey Epstein is 1,200 miles away at a charity benefit inside an old bank building that's been converted into one of the most lavish event spaces in New York City. Rod Stewart is performing. In a photo taken that night, Epstein's wearing a double-breasted navy jacket, a blue shirt, and a gold watch with a black leather band. He has his arm around a woman, pulling her head toward his so that his smirking lips graze her temples. The smiling woman is Ghislaine Maxwell, who Epstein calls his best friend. Epstein is tan and relaxed, and as his eyes meet the camera, he looks like he doesn't have a care in the world. And for a man who firmly believes that his wealth can solve any problem he faces, perhaps he's right not to be worried. From Wondery, I'm Lindsey Graham, host of American Scandal, and this is The Mysterious Mr. Epstein.
We have breaking news tonight about new women coming forward saying Jeffrey Epstein sexually abused them when they were minors.
The man Trump once called a terrific guy, back behind bars.
Breaking news, Jeffrey Epstein, the multimillionaire, financier, and accused sex trafficker, is dead.
Jeffrey Epstein.
Jeffrey Epstein.
Jeffrey Epstein.
Jeffrey Epstein.
Jeffrey Epstein.
Long before Epstein dominated headlines as a sex trafficker of girls and young women, he received a glowing reception in the highest reaches of American society. Epstein formed business relationships with billionaires and amassed a large fortune of his own. Beyond his home in Palm Beach, he owned a 7-story townhouse in New York City, a private island in the Caribbean, and a 10,000-acre ranch in New Mexico. He cultivated friendships with ex-President Bill Clinton and future President Donald Trump. Nobel Prize winners praised him to the press as brilliant and fun, charming, and handsome. When Epstein died in a New York jail this summer, he left behind many unanswered questions. This is a 6-part series that uses original interviews we've conducted and brings together extensive research and reporting to tell the complete story of how the wealthy financier accused of financial and sexual crimes was able to elude justice from his first days as a young man on Wall Street until the very end. This is episode 1,
a free man. It's the morning of March 22, 2017 on Capitol Hill in Washington, D.C. President Trump has been in office 2 months, and a Senate committee has gathered to question his nominee for Secretary of Labor, Alexander Acosta. Acosta is in his late 40s, a former U.S. attorney for Southern Florida. He has a receding hairline and a wide mouth, and he's wearing the dark suit that's standard issue for a man appearing before a congressional committee, a committee that holds the fate of his confirmation in its hands. Nearly 2 hours pass, more or less amicably. Trump has had some controversial cabinet picks, but Acosta is not considered one of them. Until Senator Tim Kaine takes his turn to address Acosta.
The committee needs to ask about, and I think you're entitled to respond to, an article that appeared in the Washington Post online version last night and this morning. Labor nominee Acosta cut deal with billionaire guilty in sex abuse case.
The billionaire is Jeffrey Epstein.
There was once a time before the investigations, before the sexual abuse conviction, when rich and famous men loved to hang around with Jeffrey Epstein, a billionaire money manager who loved to party. President Trump called Epstein a terrific guy.
Senator Kaine asks Acosta why he didn't indict Epstein nearly 10 years ago when these accusations first surfaced.
And there's an allegation that I just read that you did not pursue a federal indictment, even though your staff had advocated that you do so. Is that accurate?
That was just a preview of the mysterious Mr. Epstein. To hear the rest, subscribe to the mysterious Mr. Epstein on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.